This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer. Come on, Dan, let's go. We got to get up. We got to get a getting. Folks down there at the sawmill waiting till the Old Trailblazer rides up and give a message out of God's Word. Folks down there at the little country church in the bend of the creek. And sometime we hear them singing. Maybe we'll do that in our next service. Maybe we'll hear the choir singing down there. One of those gracious old blood songs. We'll try to do that tomorrow and the next day. But this is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out on old Dan, blazing the path, cutting back the briars and the brambles and the kudzu and all of those things that clutter up the heart, the human heart, keep our hearts blinded. Old Satan drags all that stuff out and keeps us blinded. And we're cutting that away, taking a bush knife and cutting all that stuff away. So we're happy to be with you folks. We've been bringing you these studies on demon possession now for a couple of months. But we're looking now at demon holidays. Yes, sir. Listen. I want to speak to you along that line today. And I know before I get started, a lot of folks won't have it. A lot of folks will foo-foo the message. A lot of folks will criticize the Old Trailblazer. Call me old crackpot. I've been called so much stuff, it doesn't matter to me no more. Specklebird, crackpot. Oh, my friend, but listen, I ask folks to let me be a crackpot for Christ's sake. I will. Are you a crackpot? You are if you preach the gospel, if you give out the soundness of the gospel. But I want to speak to you on this subject, demon holidays, and I want to take up in particular Christmas. It ain't going to be too long before that holiday will roll around again. The world, including our churches, will be celebrating what they call the birthday of Jesus Christ. They call it Christmas or Christmas. It'll be a time when the world will be turned over to drunkenness, revelry, debauchery, shame, and misrule. It'll be a time of giving gifts, singing religious songs, often called Christmas carols, and the whole world will be a madhouse, religious and otherwise. Now, one of the outstanding things about that holiday and others is that I have found in my life, and I've been here a long time, is that many of our folks, young folks, old folks, will go in debt that time of the year, Christmas time, and they will max out those credit cards to buying the kiddies things and buying this and buying that and buying the other. And I've told folks a lot of times, I try not to give advice unless somebody asks me, but I feel constrained. If you hear the Old Trailblazer, would you listen? Don't do that. Don't overload yourself with those credit cards, especially for foolishness, but not for anything. My friend, I've talked to scores of individuals, young families, that have maxed out two or three credit cards, and that interest rate is so high they can't ever catch up, and some of them have almost been inclined to commit suicide. They owe so much money. And that's right. And then they have to go in debt to borrow money somewhere else to pay off the credit card. I've had folks pay one off with another one. That all of that, my friend, is the devil's work. But listen, before long we'll be here. The world will be singing these religious songs, White Christmas in every honky-tonk in the country, or Blue Christmas. Oh, man, but listen, if you ever listen, I wish you'd listen. The business world has commercialized that day to make money. Surely they have. That's a natural thing. I don't blame them. They take advantage of the spirit. They put on all of this stuff. They tell me they do most of their business in that time of the year. The non-religious world will cover up their ungodliness and wickedness by singing carols, which will be played in every saloon and honky-tonk brothel all over the world. The religious world will give vent to the wickedness of their hearts. Thousands and hundreds of thousands of church members get drunk at Christmas when they wouldn't get drunk any other time. Now, I know that from personal experience, my friend. Churches will turn their buildings over to Christmas programs, Christmas cantatas, Christmas trees, giving of gifts, hilarity, frivolity, all in the spirit of a festival. All these things in their different spheres will believe they're doing God's will. Christmas Day will be a day of feasting and drinking and drunkenness, dancing and frivolity, and very seldom witnessed at any other time of the year. And this is a way to celebrate the birthday of Christ. I certainly wouldn't want you to celebrate my birthday like that. No, No, sir. I sure, birthday's a high day with me to get together, family get together and cook a nice meal and have a cake and ice cream. But my friend, not like this. Now, what's back of all this? You want to ask me, what Trailblazer, what you so stirred up about? What you so wrapped up about? Listen, we have the churches swung seemingly now all out and become a partner with the world in such a day of wickedness and drunkenness. First, it's because the church has lost her testimony of Christ. The church has lost the simplicity of Christ. The religious world is trying to justify herself with slogans such as, put Christ back in Christmas. My friend, what a cover-up. What blasphemy that we would even want to connect the name of our Lord with such a day of drunkenness and revelry. You can't put Christ in Christmas because Christ has no fellowship with Satan and unbelief. Would you just let that soak in? Would you just think about this? Don't get mad with the old Trailblazer. Don't foo-foo the old Trailblazer. Don't write me and cuss me. But just think about this a minute. All of this, back of it, drinking and reveling is the power of demons. And Christmas is such a manifestation of the powers of demons. It's a demon holiday. Christmas can be easily traced back to come out of old Babylon, over there where what we call Iraq now, the seat of idolatry. You want to say, well, we're celebrating the birthday of Christ, so let me ask you, when was Christ born? Oh, you say he was born on the 25th of December. Are you sure? Are you sure? On what day was he born? And where in the Bible will you find that we're commanded or even instructed to celebrate the birthday of Christ? There's not one word in the Bible about the exact day of the birth of Christ or even the time of the year he was born. It's a known fact that he could not have been born on December the 25th. For when the angels announced his birth to the shepherds in Bethlehem, they were feeding their flocks by night in the open fields. Therefore, it couldn't have been in the wintertime. They didn't do such a thing. It was not the custom of the shepherds of Judea to watch their flocks in the open field later than October. So the birth of Christ could not have taken place at the end of December. Then, if you turn to the second chapter of Luke, you will find that the birth of Christ, every woman and every child was to go to be taxed at the city where they belonged. This could not have been in wintertime. Augustus, the king of Rome, would not have called for such a taxing in the depths of winter. Therefore, Christ could not have been born in December. It is admitted by the most learned writers of all religion that the day of our Lord's birth cannot be determined. Cannot be determined. Does that surprise you? Does that surprise you, my friend? It doesn't surprise me. Here's another fact. The Christian church knew no such festival as Christmas until the 3rd century. Let me say here again, nowhere did Christ leave us any word about celebrating his birthday. Christ left us one thing that we should remember, and the only thing, and that was his death. He said, as oft as ye eat this, do in remembrance of me until I come again. Not in remembrance of his birth, but in remembrance of his death. So Christ was not born on the 25th of December. Let's just drive a stake down there and hold it, and it won't leak a drop. No, my friend. Now, then why celebrate the 25th of December? Now get this. Maybe this will be enlightening to you as it was to me many years ago. Long before the Christian era, that is, before Christ came, in honor of the birth of the son of the Babylonian queen of heaven, then the church in the 3rd century, to more easily win the heathens to Christianity, they adopted the 25th of December as the birthday of Christ, giving it the name of Christ. This was a move on the part of the church to meet paganism halfway. Oh, my friend, we have a little booklet here. It's in two parts, Christmas, a Demon Holiday, by late Pastor Shelton. If you write me, I'll send it to you free and postpaid. It is going to deeper than what we're doing here. Give you more facts and more things that will prove what we're trying to prove here. Listen, this was a move on the part of the church to meet paganism halfway. Do you know why? Do you know why the RSV Bible was put out and printed in modernistic language and undercutting the deity of Christ and the virgin birth of Christ? It was to meet the world, the religious world, halfway. It was. It was a compromise. That's the reason we don't like it. We don't use it. And we raise our voice against it. You say, Pastor, Trailblazer, that ministry where you pastor, you just against everything. You just a speck of bird. You're different from the world. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're against everything that does not honor and praise our blessed Lord. Now, you put that down. If you're not from my Lord, oh, my friend, I'll tell you, I'm taking my stand with Christ. I'm against everything that doesn't honor the Lord. I'm against everything. Now, brother, Christmas dishonors my Lord. It may not dishonor yours, but it dishonors mine. During these festivals, the birth of the Queen's Son, gifts were carried to and fro. We're going to leave that till our next study. But I'd like just to give you a word of personal testimony. When we were growing up, I saw folks, including my own dad, get drunk at Christmas time. Never drank another time. Not all time of the year. Never got drunk. Never drank. But Christmas time, the men in the neighborhood there in the community would come together. And boy, they'd make eggnog, and they'd make it with, not like what you buy in the store now. They'd put old whiskey in it, Jack Daniels or Old Crow or something in it. And they'd all get stewed, we call it, get drunk on a stewed owl. But my friend, they called themselves celebrating Christmas. We didn't have a thing in this world. We didn't celebrate Christmas itself. We didn't have a Christmas tree in our house when I was a kid. No, we didn't have that. And I told you this little story. When I was in school, the third grade teacher would have all the children stand up and say, what Santa Claus brought them? What did you get for Christmas? And I didn't get nothing because we didn't have nothing. But I would stand up there and tell them I got a Red Ryder BB gun, a double scabbard with white handle pistols, and lie like a dog to keep from being embarrassed. And the teacher had a son. He got everything. Boy, he got everything. But my friend, that was really a sin and a crime to put us children, as a bunch of our class didn't get nothing because we was poor. Poor and a snake. But my friend, it's all a trick of Satan. And it's carried on now so much greater. Money flows like wine. Money flows like water. People go in debt, cash in them credit cards, max them out. Christmas time, January and February, where the world did I spend all this money? It's all over foolishness, my friend, foolishness. What would you do? What would I do, Pastor? I'd come out of it. I'd get out of it. I'd just tell folks, we'll get to that in our next study. And remember the old Trailblazer, I'm not criticizing any one person, no, sir. Let me give you my mailing address. It's Radio Missions or the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. Goodbye and God bless you.